Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Well, hello and welcome to, I guess now, one of the first episodes of Risen Motherhood. We are doing sort of a pre-episode so that you can kind of find out what the show is like. Call this a bonus episode, maybe. I, of course, have my sister-in-law, Emily Jensen, here with me.
Hey, guys.
And, you know, we just wanted to pop in today. We are on our 30th episode. And so we wanted to go back. We realized a lot of people listen chronologically. So we thought, hey, why don't we just give a tight, short episode about what you're going to find here, what Risen Motherhood is all about.
Yeah. So if you were to look now across our 30 episode feed and hopefully beyond, we have a lot of different topical episodes. So we definitely try to make it so that you don't have to listen to, you know, they're not built up on one another. And all of our episodes, we try to talk about something kind of practical that moms face every day, but we talk about it in light of the resurrection of Jesus and how just the gospel and our faith in Christ and our desire to live a biblical life and honor God impacts just the everyday things. And it's just, it's hard for Laura and I to make those connections sometimes. So this is just us kind of discussing how we see those things playing out.
Yeah. Hence the title, Risen Motherhood, Emily mentioned, in light of the resurrection. So that is what we really want to draw out here and to know that, like, we're just sharing the things that we're learning that God's teaching us. And we hope that it encourages you along the way, because I think we just have seen in our culture today that for a lot of moms, you know, the priorities can very easily get out of whack. We can very quickly become unintentional in motherhood, living with kind of just a day to day, like hurry and get through it, not with purpose and faithfulness and intentionality. And so we, you know, there are the blogs and, you know, top 10 and how to's and all of these things, books, which can be wonderful resources. Truly, you can learn a lot, especially practically from those things. But often they bog us down and they really, turn us into, women that are not loving our families well. We can be more self-focused. We can not accomplish God's greatest goal for us as mothers, which is to share Jesus with our children.
Exactly. And I think one of the things about all those resources that are out there that, you know, Laura and I have experienced is our tendency as moms to just jump right into the practical. You know, you're having a problem, you're not sure how to handle it with your child, and so you go straight to Google, or you go straight to blogs, or you go straight to your friend, and those things might be helpful, but we skip dependence on the Lord. We skip having faith and understanding what our future hope and the way that God has rooted our identity in Christ actually changes our response. And so that's what Laura and I wanted to do with this podcast, was just help moms as we are trying to do ourselves, pause and say, no, this is a bigger story. And, it's not that my main goal is not just to go to a kind of a self-help resource, but it's actually to have a transformed heart that's depending on the Lord, because the gospel impacts everything we do.
Yes, the gospel impacts everything. And I think that's something that for even me from doing this show, I'm really like taking deep into my heart, which I love. I remember we did a breastfeeding versus bottle feeding episode. I can't remember the number right now, but you can go through our shows and find it. But I remember thinking, I've never really thought of it this way, of how the gospel even impacts like that, the heart. Yeah. The decision of, hey, am I going to switch to formula? Do I want to continue with breastfeeding? You know, all of those things. So go in and listen to that if you're curious. but like, I love it because I'm like, oh God, you are in control of everything. You care about all things. And like the gospel matters in what we call the mundane moments of our life. Like the gospel truly, it speaks to those things, even if it isn't explicitly outlined in the Bible. And that's what we are discussing here at Risen Motherhood. That's what you're going to find, is that gospel light shed on some of these, you know, practical things that we deal with in motherhood.
Yeah. And just to do like a major flyover again, if you were to listen to our shows in detail, or even listen to our first episode, we talk a little bit more about these in detail, but you know, we mention almost every show about how our identity is rooted in Christ. And so it's not rooted in our motherhood. And so we don't have to ride the daily roller coaster of, oh, I did this well, so I'm a good mom, or I didn't do this well, so I'm a bad mom. It's like, no, you are an in Christ woman every day. And motherhood is one of the callings that you live out. We talk a lot about, you know, shame or guilt and how to deal with that as a mom, and what to do when you're feeling stuck. We talk a lot about how to have purpose and that we are part of a bigger kingdom plan. And it's not about us. It's not about our story. It's about God and about His glory and about using all of our gifts, skills, energy, ability, resources, everything to point our children and those who we interact with back to God and to spread our faith. And so those are a couple of the things, Laura. I know you probably maybe have some to add.
Yeah. I mean, those are huge. And I think, you know, just, we can have hope. I mean, this kind of touches on the last one, but like we can mother with confidence today because we have an eternal hope. We don't have to look at the messes of today to fulfill us, because we know that like what we're waiting for, the return of our King and being reunited with Jesus, that is going to be worth the wait. And so we can live fearlessly in this moment because of what we know is awaiting us. And two, like, a huge, you know, talk about motherhood, whether, you know, culturally or, you know, religiously, is that we can sacrifice, you know, and the beautiful thing about knowing about having Jesus Christ, you know, in our lives is that we know what He has done for us. And so we can sacrifice without resentment,
right.
You know, and we don't have to look at what's mom's will versus God's will for the day. Like we can really look at hoping in Christ and knowing that we are living out our calling, and that just because we don't get a nap that day, or whatever it may be, you know, we don't have to hope in nap time. We can hope in Christ. And I think we want to just really strive here to encourage moms that to have that eternal perspective, again, in light of the resurrection, but we are called to train up our children in the way they should go. And this is the most significant calling, moms. It doesn't matter if you are a working mom, a stay-at-home mom, a part-time working mom, you know, however different we look, like ultimately, God has called us all to the same goal of loving our children well, of pointing them to Jesus, and to just investing in them daily with purpose and faithfulness, and really just living out the gospel every day.
Yes. And so if you're wanting to know about how that plays out, definitely listen ahead. We talk about all different things. I mean, some examples, we go everything kind of as somewhat silly and trivial as like, hey, what's your mom uniform every day?
That was a good one.
To talking about how to, you know, come alongside your husband and encourage him to invest in your family's faith. And like Laura said, we talk about breastfeeding and bottle feeding. We talk about, okay, so you're planning for a birth. You know, what should your hope be in? Or, you know, what about if you struggled with a difficult birth experience? And Laura, what were some of the other?
Yeah, we have like a whole show on nap times.
Yes.
We speak to miscarriage at one point. We actually brought in some other people to speak to that, even like the mess, you know, like how there's like this never ending mess in our home. So little things, big things, we kind of are trying to cover the gamut. So, and you know, really we want these to be conversation starters so that you can go back and talk to your mom friends. I mean, it's so important. Emily and I will be the first to admit we don't have it all together. We don't know all the answers. And pretty much everything you're hearing is things that we've learned from older and wiser women, and are just so grateful to God for just teaching us and growing us. But we are only sharing the things that we are learning. And so we hope that you will come alongside us, join in that discussion, and really push it even further.
Totally. So these are episodes that we try to keep under 20 minutes.
Yeah, we are working on it.
We watch that clock, but it's designed so that you can listen while you are doing either a short drive somewhere or an errand around the house or a quick workout or you're folding laundry or you're trying to like sneak some time away from the kids in the middle of the day. Whatever situation you're in, we want this to be something you can kind of consume easily in one sitting. And just remember, again, you can listen any order that you want. And we also somewhere along the way, I don't remember what episode, but we started also doing some supplemental videos on our Facebook page. So if you're ever, you know, listening to something and you're like, oh, I was wondering about this or that, you know, definitely go back on our Facebook page and look, we might've done a video on it.
Yeah. That's the other thing is you can find us on all the social media profiles for additional encouragement. We post a lot of articles that also supplement the shows that we do. So we have show notes to every single show that you can find more detail on, all the resources that we mentioned. Those are all at risenmotherhood.com. So you can find them there. And then in addition, we have Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And we have a little bit of content, a little bit different content on each of those profiles. So definitely check us out, whatever medium that you're on. We would love for you to join the community, join the conversation. It's really fun. We love our listeners. They're absolutely phenomenal. We are so grateful to have this community of mothers who are all pursuing the same goal. Yes. And that we can pursue, we can encourage one another on in just living gospel-centered lives, faithful motherhood. That is what we are about here. Mm-hmm. And we are so glad that we have so many women joining us in this. It's just awesome, isn't it, Em?
Yes. And we are excited you're joining us today. And we hope that you find some other great topics that you want to listen to now.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks for listening.